tonight.
Yeah, that is our Mr. Ed Sheeran on Hit 93.5, teaming up with Beyonce. It's called The Perfect Duet off his latest album. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air right now. And we are playing Pippa and Jimmy's Times Tables, Pippa.
And I don't want to alarm anyone, but we have on the show this morning Pat, who is a self-confessed mathematician. How are you doing, Pat?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, we're really good, Pat. Now, where does this claim come from that you're a mathematician?
Oh, I've outsmarted a few calculators in my time.
Have you? Yeah. Outsmarted a few Casios?
Yeah.
Now, I've got to tell you something quickly, Pat. I've actually got an uncle who is actually a certified mathematician, but I actually didn't get those genes, unfortunately, so I'm not.
So there you go.
There you go.
Can't make that claim like Pat can.
No, can't make that claim
like
Pat can.
Pat, is this the kind of claim that you like to put on your CV or your Tinder profile or sort of like when you're trying to, you know, impress people, do you just whip this fun fact out?
Yeah, it's probably the first thing I tell people when I meet them, that's for sure.
Obviously,
You know what? We need to get a T-shirt printed that says I'm a mathematician because you must be sick of telling everybody. You know, it's like, surely.
I've already got, merchandise.
Do you? You'll have to let us know where we can get some of that, Pat. You've called for Pippa and Jimmy's Times Tables, Australia's most difficult radio competition. It's all thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. Now, Pat, the first Times Table that we gave you was 3 times 3.
Yep.
Okay, do you want
to be 9.
9. Let me pop that in the calculator.
Just to confirm. Yep. Okay. All right. 1 from 1. Now, Pat, seeing as you're so confident, we thought we'd throw a couple more equations at you. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, let's go to the hard.
Let's go really hard.
Go to the hard bucket.
Let's go 12 times 12.
Oh, good one. Good one.
12. 144.
Oh, my gosh, he's quick. Jimmy, are you checking?
Yep.
You've done. Okay, all right. Correct. We have certified that that is correct. Okay, Pat, let's try and go 3 for 3 to confirm your certified mathematician status for Pippa and Jimmy's Times Tables. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay. What is 12? Times 8, times 4, times 0. Oh, that's pretty hard, isn't it? Yeah, I've really stumped him there. Oh, sorry, what was that? 0?
0.
Let me pop it. Oh, it is 0.
Oh, my gosh.
How is that 0?
You're a genius.
Yeah. Because if you time something by 0, is it 0?
Yeah. Oh. Pat, you knew that, didn't you? Because you're a certified mathematician.
That's for sure.
Now, mate, you're pretty excited because now you've won a glow-in-the-dark football.
Yes, you have, which is a
I'm
great...
I'm over the moon.
Yes. Yeah. Congratulations. It's all thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. Just going to play some night footy this weekend, Pat?
What was that?
Are you probably going to play some night footy this weekend now?
Yeah, for sure. After my maths.
Pat, you have a great day. See you later, mate.
See you, mate. Bye.
No worries at all. There you go.
What a legend. I can't believe we've had a real-life mathematician on the show.
Absolutely.
What a thrill for the Thursday.
You know what? We're kicking the show off smart as well because we're going to play Macklemore's Glorious and then we've got Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au on the show.
It's just a brainiac show today.
Absolutely. Doing him right after Macklemore. Morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy. Very vindictive for a Thursday morning. The All-American Rejects give you hell. 6:25 morning, everyone, 13 degrees. And it's Pippa and Jimmy on 13, 12, 16. You can give us a call anytime. Now, Pippa, we've got a news segment right now. It's your top news headlines
somewhere in the world. We are giving you the top 3 headlines that are making news somewhere across the globe. Kicking it off with number 1 this morning, a local newspaper has had to apologise over a headline blunder. The Cambridge News accidentally left the phrase 100 point splash heading here printed in the newspaper instead of the text of the headline that they were meant to print.
I love this. This is obviously just a big mistake because they must have like a template up and it says, you know, news story here, headline here, photo here.
Classic case of dear insert name here. Dear blank on a letter.
Oh, no.
Classic.
Who's in trouble most? The person who forgot to put the headline or the person who proofread it and left it there?
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Some stern conversations might have been having in the office today. Number 2, Dr. Google is on the rise. guys, after a survey has revealed that 3/4 of unwell Brits have treated their ailment or illness after researching their symptoms on the internet.
Now, I think that number's quite low. 75%, come on, don't tell me that 100% of Australians haven't at some point had a quick Google to see what they think's wrong with them.
And then panicked and then called an ambulance because, according to Google, they have moments to live.
Is it just me, but when I go to the doctor, I've already Googled it and decided what I am going to be diagnosed with?
Yeah. Now, Doc, I've obviously researched this extensively. In my professional opinion, obviously what I have is XYZ, but just wanted to get a second opinion on it, you know, just to confirm well-founded research. Number 3, a Delta flight has had to make an emergency bathroom stop on a flight from New York City to Seattle after the plane's toilet stopped working and passengers couldn't hold it in any longer.
Now, I totally understand this because, you know me, I've got a race to the bathroom every 15 minutes.
You do. It's bordering on an issue.
Even if I didn't need to go to the toilet, the panic and the anxiety I'd get knowing that there was no toilet available
in case I have to go is enough to probably make you want to go.
And when I'm on a flight, I like to get a gin and tonic, so I need to go regularly.
So the flight had to make an emergency stop in Montana. They had to deviate hundreds of miles south so that passengers could disembark to find relief of built-up pressures.
Fantastic. They're your top 3 news headlines that were making news somewhere in the world. Are you ready for it? Dubbo on the Central West, number 1. Yeah, morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe. It's Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
Going to talk about something a little bit sexy right now.
Oh, stop it.
Because we're in the 6 a.m., the sexy 6:40 hour. So new research has found that American women find a British accent the sexiest accent for men to have, with 20% saying that they're most attracted to men with this accent.
Okay, tradies out there right now, if you've got a Tinder date on this evening, you got to put on the British accent.
Yes, or this weekend. You've just got to, you know, like, just get some Ed Sheeran kind of YouTube videos up.
Yeah.
Start practicing now. But American men say that they find women with Israeli accents the hottest, which we reckon, I think, is put down to Gal Gadot, who played Wonder Woman.
Okay, now the thing about I find about Israeli accents, because I was in Israel about a year and a half ago, is that they sound very similar to American accents, but just like with like a Middle Eastern flair to it.
Yeah, see, I reckon that's sexy.
Do you?
Isn't that sexy? What accents do you find sexy?
I've always been a sucker for an Irish accent.
Have you?
Always, from day one.
Well, it's funny that you say that because Irish actually hasn't made the list of the top 5 for men or women. So the top 5 sexiest accents for men to have, according to Women's Survey, to British, Scottish. Now, is, what's his name, Gerard Butler, is he Scottish or Irish?
Gerard Butler, I think he's Irish.
Okay, right. Yeah, he's Spanish, Australian or a Southern accent. Oh, give me a Southern drawl any day of the week.
At least Australians in there.
Australians in there. So we've made the top 5. Speaking of, Antonio Banderas was on the Stephen Colbert Report, and Stephen Colbert reckons his accent's pretty sexy and got him to say some phrases in his accent.
These things, I think these, I could make these ever sound sexy. I don't think anybody could, but if anybody could, you could. Just try, just these 3 right here.
Can I use my glasses?
You'll make them sexy.
He sounds good already. can I use my glasses? Yes,
right.
Sexy.
Antonio Banderas, right now making things sound sexy.
Open the taps and just let the sexy out, okay? Right into that camera, right over there, okay?
Do you have these khakis with pleats?
That get you going?
Yeah, love it. Love it, Antonio.
I don't even know what that means.
Let him do one more.
Okay.
Need some pleats in their khakis after hearing you say that. Okay, next. We got yes?
He can't even do it.
He can't even do it.
He's so shy about being so sexy.
The fish of the day is tilapia.
The fish of the day. Oh, so sexy. The top 5 sexiest accents for women to have: Israeli, Colombian, Australian, French, and Southern makes it on both lists.
Yeah, so when you're in the middle of Europe and you hear it, "How you going, mate?"
Oh,
that gets my
run at me with that. Woo!
We're called Cool Boys in the front, man.
Hey,
to ask. You're on Hit 93.5, Pippa Jimmy on the air. It is 14 degrees and 9 minutes past seven. We do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. And you can go and grab the all-new Big Mac BLT. You can go full summer with Macca's.
Now, Jimmy, we just played Niall Horan's Too Much to Ask, who Niall's an X1D member. And he's actually been featured in Twitter's top 10 most talked about musicians of 2017.
Now, I love this time of year because you start getting all the lists coming out.
Yeah.
You know.
Year in review. Mm-hmm. Yes. So Twitter have announced on Tuesday are the most tweeted about musical acts in 2017. Some pretty high profile artists made the list, including Niall Horan. Harry Styles also made the list. So two of the X1D members got on there. Ariana Grande, Rihanna, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, obviously, but he didn't make number one.
Oh, so who made number one as the number one most talked about Twitter artist of the year?
This result will surprise you. Have you heard of a Korean boy band named BTS?
I haven't.
No, nor have I. But they were number one in 2017's most tweeted about musical acts.
Okay, is this audio you've put up on my computer?
Have a listen to this.
Okay, let's play. Geez, this doesn't sound like
it?
It doesn't sound like Gangnam Style.
No. So they're also known as the Bangtan Boys, or otherwise known as Beyond the Scene. They're a seven-member South Korean boy band that were formed by Big Hit Entertainment, and they were the most tweeted about musicians of 2017 on Twitter.
That really surprises me.
Yeah, a bit of a curveball, isn't it?
Often Asian countries get tweeted about more, and there's more on Twitter because in most Asian languages, you can actually fit more sentences into your tweet than in English.
Because here we've still got 140 characters.
No, they've just doubled it.
Okay.
To 280.
Right.
But the truth is that our 280 characters to most Asian languages is actually like 500 characters to them, because they can get a whole sentence in like one symbol sometimes. Mm. So
does BTS, does that come under the genre of K-pop?
Well, I think so, but it sounded like a hardcore like Linkin Park mixed with Gangnam Style / some headbangers.
Sounded a bit rocker, kind of heavy metal
to me. Well, congratulations to them taking out the award.
Beat out Nicki Minaj, the 1D Boys, Fifth Harmony, Bieber, Shawn Mendes, Rihanna.
Congratulations. You know, these guys I'm going to play for you now, TLC with No Scrubs, these guys were pretty much talked about because they're actually going to be performing in Australia next year.
Oh, boom.
R&B Vine Days, they're calling it.
Vine Days?
Yeah, it's R&B Fridays.
Yeah.
Are bringing R&B Fridays to, like, wineries.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
R&B Vine Days. I like that a lot.
And they've got TLC playing No Scrubs as well there. I'm going to play it for you now. Then the guy who threw out $140 million.
This is just outrageous.
Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air at 7:12. Call anytime, 13, 12, 16. How you doing?
Pippa and Jimmy.
On air for McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Are you
ready? Hit 93.5.
Hey, good morning, everyone. 7:21, Pippa and Jimmy on the air, 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. Have you ever thrown something out, Pippa, and gone, I shouldn't have thrown that out?
I need to go rifle through my bin now and try and find it. And yeah, I have done that before.
And you look like a trash hog.
You're
like, ugh. Yeah. Who's that girl?
It must be pretty important if you've got to dig through the bin to find it again.
Absolutely. Now, a guy has thrown out his computer, an old Windows 98, something like that.
Oh, because you think, well, what are they good for anymore?
Absolutely. It's gone to the trash tip.
Yep.
And then it's occurred to him 4 years ago that the computer's got about $1 million worth of Bitcoin on it.
Now, Bitcoin, you're explaining to me last week on the show that it's like a form of digital currency that you can use. And a lot of people use them on the dark web to buy, you know, illegal and illicit items.
Yeah, and although you can buy illegal stuff with these bitcoins, you can also buy legal stuff as well, so it's not all bad.
Just go and buy a pair of shoes.
Now, he realised his mistake straight away and said to the council, can I come along and dig it up? And they said, look, it's probably, our estimates are a couple of $1 million to move trash and stuff like that and to find it, and you might not even find it. So they opted in the end that $1 million, probably not enough money, it's not worth it to try and dig up a whole tip.
Right.
Now, it's been 4 years. I've been following this story.
You were saying you've been following this along.
Yeah, because I saw it on A Current Affair 4 years ago of Tracy.
Okay.
Now those bitcoins are worth $140 million.
You are joking.
Mm-hmm.
So what's he done now?
Well, now he's gone back to the council and said, hey, guys, if we dig it up and find it, I'll share it with you. You can have 10% of it.
What has the council said?
They're still sort of weighing up their options, but multiple times have said no. But as I said earlier today, it's rocketed 10 times the value in just this year.
Digging up something from 4 years ago at a tip, I can't imagine would be a very pleasurable task.
Mm.
How would they find it?
I really have no idea. Maybe they could get some, like if they invested a couple of $1 million in some special equipment to locate things, maybe they could find it. But here's the thing as well, there's no guarantee the computer's still in working order. I can't get my 3-year-old iPhone to turn on.
Oh, so it could be slim pickings trying to find this cash. Did you know that Lily Allen was offered to play a gig and offered to be paid in bitcoins, and she said no?
Oh, wow.
So she would be a billionaire.
What?
Yeah, if she had offered, if she'd accepted to play this gig and accepted the payment in Bitcoin, she'd be a billionaire now. And she tweeted back in 2014, about 5 years ago, someone asked me to stream a gig live for bitcoins, and I said no. I said, as if, what an idiot. She'd be spewing.
This song goes out to her. Pink, beautiful trauma.
Oh, what a traumatic experience that was.
Pippa Jimmy, morning. David Guetta, Dirty Sexy Money. This is Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Morning, everybody. Pippa, it is time for our summer life hacks, and we do it all thanks to Macca's, because you can go full summer at Macca's and go large with any Big Mac meal and get a free Coke glass, which is awesome.
Yeah, we want to help you out with life hacks for getting through summer, which can be a tricky time to navigate, particularly at Christmas. And today's summer life hacks are how to get a car park at the shopping centre during the silly season.
Yeah, you know what? It's getting to the point already. I've been to all the major shopping centres around the Central West in the last few days, and it is almost impossible to get a car spot unless you're willing to sort of park right at the back or way away from it. And you're like, I just want to park somewhere in the shade, in the comfort, and go to Urban Beach.
Oh, and this can send people troppo. Mm. So we've got some tips to help you out. Number one, get there at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like
you're
that.
You're not going to miss out on car park if you're there at sunrise.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Maybe take a book, possibly a puzzle, some sort of activity. Actually, what you could do is you could go to McDonald's, get a barista-made coffee from McCafe, maybe, you know, bacon and egg McMuffin or something. Have your brekkie in the peace and quiet there. Turn us on because we'll be on the radio. And then by the time the shop's open, you're laughing.
You're laughing. And you'd have the best park in the place as well.
Exactly. Right by the door in the shade.
Oh, that would be good.
Number two, if you have a small child, this is where you can really use them to your advantage. So what you do is once you get there at 6 a.m. and get your prime spot, actually, no, if you don't get there, sorry, I retract that. If you're needing to get a car park, what you do is you take your small child with you and you just kind of get them to stand at the entrance of the shopping centre. Obviously, you're loitering nearby in your vehicle supervising this whole situation.
You're within 2 metres
at exactly.
all times.
Yeah, exactly. You want to G them up to really put the sympathy eyes on and start asking strangers as they're leaving the shops, are you leaving? Are you going to your car? Can we have your car park? Maybe get them to turn on some tears.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bribe them with a couple of Milky Ways if that helps.
Oh, yeah.
They will do anything.
The kids like the Easter Bunny.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's your summer life hacks right now. We have got the top three tips for you on how to get a car park during the silly season.
That's right. Getting there at 6 a.m., using your small child to help, you know, emotionally manipulate those leaving the shopping centre to give up their car park for you. Number three, this is a good one, befriend a tradie. And then the night before you need to go to the shops, go there in the dead of night and set up a fake construction zone at the car park of your choice. So we're talking a couple of witch's hats, maybe some construction tape, a little sign that says construction zone, do not enter. And then by the time you get there the next day, nobody will have parked in it. You just take down the construction zone and boom, bombs your uncle. Car park, sorted.
That one only takes 20 minutes preparation time the night before and then 10 minutes to pack everything up in the morning.
Here's one I prepared earlier. You are welcome, Dubbo and the Central West. Those are your top three summer life hacks for getting a car park during the silly season.
And of course, if you've got your own tips or tricks to get a car park in the silly season, you give us a call, 13 12 16.
If we see a small child now at Arana Mall asking if we're leaving our car park, we're going to know. We're going to be, you've listened to our show, haven't you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, where'd it go?
Yeah, how you doing, Central West? Pippa Jimmy on the air. We are 11 minutes past 8 and 19 degrees. And Pippa, naughty, naughty Russia.
Oh, Russia. Vladimir Putin is not going to be happy because Russia's Olympic team has been barred from the 2018 Winter Games next year in South Korea.
Some would say
eliminated.
Yes, they have been eliminated. The country's government officials are forbidden to attend. So, no Putin. Putin not be going to the Winter Games next year. Its flag will not be displayed at the opening ceremony and its anthem will not sound.
Oh, no.
So any athlete from Russia who receives a special kind of allowance to compete will have to do so as an individual wearing a neutral uniform, and the official record books of the Olympics will forever show that Russia won 0 medals.
You know what I reckon? This is the good part about this is finally that opening ceremony is going to be like 3 or 4 minutes less. It usually goes all night. You know what I mean?
Well, because Russia's team is just about 1 million people.
Yeah, so that's like, you know, you take it that 1 million out and, you know, finally get this speed up down to 4 hours rather than 4 hours, 3 minutes.
Now, if you're wondering why on earth this has happened, the punishment was issued on Tuesday because it's been exposed that, how would you say it?
Well, what it is government interference and government programs allegedly, as you say with everything these days, just so you don't get in trouble, allegedly conspired to make sure that doping was happening across the board.
Right. So pretty much the government reckon that doping is happening in Russia.
No, the government, the Russian government were pretty much sponsoring doping. They were making sure all their athletes were like doping in secret ways. So they had labs set up so they could work out ways to dope without being caught.
Oh, sheesh.
Allegedly.
And now they've been found out.
Now they've been found out. And the Olympic Committee is like, no, we're not having any of this. But Russian athletes who can prove that they have not partaken in any doping whatsoever, they will be allowed to go to the Olympics under a neutral flag. Take a listen to what the IOC president, Thomas Bach, had to say about that.
These invited athletes will participate, be it in individual or team competitions, under the name Olympic Athlete from Russia, with the acronym OAR.
Yeah, and quickly as well, the Australian Olympic Committee has come out supporting the ban on Russia as well.
Right, okay.
So what I reckon we should do right now, Pippa, we should open up the phone lines. Have you been banned from something before?
Yeah, 13, 12, 16. Have you been barred or banned from anywhere or for doing something? We're going to take your calls. Have you ever been banned from anywhere?
I think I told you somewhere yesterday, didn't I? But I can't remember now.
You were saying that you were banned from a poker tournament.
That's right. My mates over in London wouldn't let me play in their poker tournament. They banned me because apparently I was too good at poker.
Oh, sorry for being talented. There is a particular bar in Brisbane that I'm forbidden to enter after I had a little bit too much fun in one of their swivelling egg chairs one night.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, we're going to take your calls right now. What have you been banned from or where have you been banned from? We want to hear your stories right now, 13, 12, 16.
Thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, hello everyone. Pippa and Jimmy here on the air. Now, Russia has been banned from the Winter Olympic Games, Pippa, because they've been naughty, naughty. State-sponsored doping is the reason the IOC has given. Now, Pippa, we're opening up the phone lines on 13, 12, 16. Still time to get on the air. Where have you been banned from?
Well, what have you been banned from? And Jen's on the line. Morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Jen, what have you been banned from?
Afterpay.
Oh, by your husband.
Now, Jen, before you explain what's happened here, if you haven't heard of Afterpay before, it's a system where you can buy something now and pay it off over four fortnightly installments. So it seems like you're not paying the same amount of money, doesn't it, Jen?
Yes, it's addictive.
Jen, what's your guilty pleasure on Afterpay?
I have a bag fetish.
Bag fetish.
Yep. Now, what did your husband do? Did he have to sit down and do a, like, intervention on you?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, and told me, yeah, I do not need any more bags.
How many have you got, Jen?
So I like handbags, I like backpacks. I just had a trip to the States and obviously bought designer handbags while I was there.
Of course.
And still came back and, yeah, Afterpaid. New bags.
Oh, good day in you.
So,
we love you.
Have you got any bags on your Christmas list?
I definitely no. And even if there was, he'd probably return them.
Oh, no, Jen.
Oh, my goodness.
How long do you think the ban's going to last for?
We'll see. It's his birthday in February. So if he wants something, I can Afterpay it.
Good. Be like, mate, if you want a gift for your birthday, you're going to have to lift the ban.
Jen, thank you so much for calling. We absolutely loved having you on the air.
All right, thank you.
No worries. A 13, 12, 16, we're taking your calls. What or where have you been banned from?
Now, Sally's called up. Now, Sally, you worked at Ayers Rock, and when your employment...
Uluru.
Yes, when your employment is terminated at Ayers Rock, they actually ban you from there.
I think when you get fired from working at Ayers Rock, you get a 3-year ban.
Do you really?
But you're working at Ayers Rock.
Yeah, in my young, dumb days.
Oh, no. And then you got, when you get fired, you're banned from entering the zone for 3 years.
I think it's a good 12, I can't remember. It's either 12-month ban or more.
Have you ever been back, Sally?
I did find my way back there. The manager wasn't very happy.
Oh, the manager wasn't very happy that you came back.
No, I found a way back. There was a loophole.
Oh, you snuck in. Sally, you renegade.
Sneaky Sally.
Oh. Wonder if Russia will do a sneaky and just slip on in the opening ceremony next year.
That'd be good.
Continue the conversation right now. Hit 93.5's Facebook page. Hey, Sally, thank you so much for calling up. Let's get straight back into it. Stand by as well, because your next chance to get on Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck standby list shortly awaits.
So you're still thinking of... Young, dumb, broke, high school kid.
Pippa, Jimmy, morning everyone. How you doing, Central West? 8:25. We do it all thanks to Macca's. And go large with any Big Mac meal and get a free Coke glass. Go full summer with Macca's. Pippa, I want to talk to you right now about scratch cards.
Oh, scratchies.
I love a scratchy. It's no secret that I like a little bit of a flutter. I always gamble responsibly, though.
Obviously. But my grandparents used to love putting a little scratchy on everybody's place setting on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was a bit of a fun memento.
Now, I probably buy a scratch card once a month, maybe. So not that often.
Yeah.
And usually you scratch it. Now, you know when you scratch a scratch card and you've got the leftover, you're going, okay, I've lost. I haven't won anything.
One, maybe $2.
Yeah, maybe $2. Well, we're talking specifically no winners.
Okay, right.
No winners. And sometimes you're like, ah, bugger it. I'll just scratch the rest of the pasting off.
Yeah, right.
See where the big money was.
Yeah.
Go, oh, if only that arrow pointed right.
Yes.
We've won a million.
Oh, if only that had an extra zero on the end. Rats.
And then I've got this thing, though, where I don't like throwing scratch cards in the bin because I'm concerned that I haven't checked it properly and maybe it is a winner.
Even though you know you haven't won.
I know I haven't won.
And you've scratched the whole thing off, even the terms and conditions, like the bits that say they say don't scratch this off, you've scratched that off. You're still afraid of throwing it out just in case.
Just in case it is a big winner. So what I found was I opened up a drawer the other day and I found 6 scratch cards in there that have all been fully scratched, nothing on them.
Yeah.
I know they're all losers,
but
for some reason, I've got to go through and recheck every single one of them before I throw them out.
But even if you had one, you've scratched the bits that you're not meant to scratch off. So it'd be null and void anyway.
But what is it about scratch cards that you're just like, I don't want to throw it out. I don't want to throw it out just in case it's a winner. Do you have the same phobia as me?
No, mate, I don't. I mean, I'm not a scratch card kind of enthusiast like yourself. Like, I probably scratch a scratch card once a year on Christmas Day, and that one day is years, but, oh, my gosh, imagine if today's the day I become a millionaire. Oh, my gosh, what a story. Throwing out scratch cards. That's interesting.
I just won't do it. So I pull out one of out of my bag as well the other day, once again, fully scratched. And when it's fully scratched, it's even harder to check if you're a winner or not because you don't have the unscratched bits to guide you through the scratches.
So you've got to go over it with a fine-tooth comb. It's like, so you've got a phobia. You're a hoarder of scratch cards.
Yeah.
Of non-winning scratch cards.
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever won on a scratch card?
$10.
And how many times did you check it before you knew you'd won?
Well, actually, one time I won $50 and I took it in and the guy's like, oh, no, that's actually a different symbol. You didn't win anything.
Oh, devastation. You would have been heartbroken.
Because there's a lot of embarrassment when you take a scratch card in and they're like, no.
No, actually, you didn't win.
Especially when you think you've won. You're like, $100.
Yeah, you're just handing it over like a smug so-and-so. So, okay, so even after the guy at the news agent said you didn't win, did you keep that scratch card?
Yeah, because I wanted to double check.
Oh, for goodness sake. This is outrageous. Carrie Bickmore.
Imagine Dragons, this is Hit FM. Morning, everyone. 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. By the way, the duck is going to quack any minute now. When it does, be the first call on 13, 12, 16 to get on Pippa and Jimmy's standby list to win one of our lucky ducks. Now, go and grab the all-new Big Mac BLT and go full summer at Macca's. But right now, without further ado, I would like to welcome to the studio her, well, I guess Royal Highness herself. Please be upstanding, Dub on the Central West, as we welcome Queen Lapipa to the room.
Oh, hello, darlings. Our kisses to you all, my babies. Hello, Jimmy Love, darling. How are you? You're gorgeous, thing, you.
Did Pippa get you your filtered water and your soy piccolo?
Darling, she's done a fabulous job. I'm just all set, sweetheart. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I was flying over Dubbo on the Central West in my private jet yesterday, and I was looking out the window with my binoculars that are very high-powered, and I just saw some Christmas trees around town, and I was wounded, deeply wounded to my very core, and I thought, my God, I said, Johnny, who's my, you know, private jet flyer, I said, Johnny, darling, we need to land immediately. I must go to the Hit 93.5 studios and I need to talk to Dubbo in the Central West about this situation.
Yeah, because you sent me this message yesterday. Was it from the air, by the way?
Oh, darling, it was in the air. I've got Wi-Fi up there. All the bells and whistles.
You said, Jimmy Love, I need to come in the studio and tell everyone my top tips for Christmas tree decoration.
Yes, darling, because, look, the first tip, I've been seeing around town some rather scroungy Christmas trees that look very malnourished. And darling, that's no way to live during the festive season. Skinny trees are not sexy. You know, the saying goes, and I've said this for years, darling, bush is best. All right, darling? So I don't want to see you decorating a tree that looks like it needs to go and have a feed of deep fried chicken at the local, you know, fast food establishment. All right, darlings? Bush is best. So, you know, we just need to spruce up these trees. All right, darlings? Now, second tip, sweethearts. I've been seeing some trees around. I don't know if this is a trend that's happening with edible ornaments. Sweeties, darling, I know it might be cute of you to bake some gingerbread and then stick a little bit of string through it and hang it on a tree. But, I mean, darling, my little Pomeranian Princess Sophia, I mean, I don't want her nibbling on a bit of gingerbread or a candy cane and then choking on it and having a trip to the emergency trip to the vet, darlings. So, please, let's just steer away from any sort of edible ornaments. We're talking candy canes, gingerbread, whatever.
And we've got Queen Lapipa in the studio right now. She is giving us her top tips for decorating the Christmas tree 2017. Queen Lapipa, what is your top tip?
Oh, my darling, I couldn't believe it when I saw this. I was wounded to my very core when I saw that some people think that it's a great idea to have a bright blue Christmas tree that looks like it's been dipped in a bottle of Gatorade. My darlings, no. If you are in Big W or Target or Kmart and you see a tree like that, darling, you need to sashay far, far away. My God, darling, we need to do rustic, chic, neutrals, monochromes. It's hurting my eyes and I can see it from the air. And please, for God's sake, let's just peel it back a little bit, all right, babies?
There we go. Queen Lapipa, thank you so much for joining us in studio today, giving us your top tips for how to decorate your Christmas tree 2017.
Always, my darlings, air kisses to you and Merry Christmas.
Taylor Swift's new album, Reputation, is in stores and online now.